Boker Dov, good morning. It is Wednesday morning, and we continue in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, Perek Kuf Lamed Tes, chapter 139, in the laws of Chanukah. Moving on to Halacha Beis. Number two. Ein Mis'anin B'mei Chanukah. We are forbidden to fast on the days of Chanukah. We discussed a couple of days ago that it is even customary to eat a little extra, to have a Suda, to have a nice meal on Chanukah, and to infuse it with songs and Divrei Torah, and meaning, and connection to Chanukah and the Chanukah miracles. But at the very least, even if you don't eat anything too much, but you certainly shouldn't be fasting, because fasting obviously makes things difficult, makes us not feel our best. And on Chanukah, we want to be able to feel good and happy. These are days of Hallel v'Simcha, of praise and joy. On the day before Chanukah, and on the day after Chanukah, Mutarin behesped v'tanis. That would be Those are days that are permissible to fast and to eulogize, implying that, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, that on the days of Chanukah themselves, we also don't have eulogies at a funeral, God forbid, if that needs to take place. Often, on other Yontifs, we are forbidden from saying eulogies or from fasting on Erev Yom Tov or Isru Chag. Erev Yom Tov is the day before Yontif, and Isru Chag is the day after Yontif, because those are sort of extensions of the Yontif, and especially an Erev Yontif. We don't want to be fasting on our way into a Yontif, because we want to even begin the Yontif with joy and not with an empty stomach and all of the challenges that come along with that. When it comes to Chanukah, which is a rabbinic holiday, not quite on the level of a Yontif d'Oraisa, a Torah holiday like Shavuos, Pesach, or Sukkos, so even though it's forbidden to fast on Chanukah itself and to give eulogies, but doing so on Erev Chanukah and the day after Chanukah would be permitted. The kids are here. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah actually writes that it's preferred, recommended, not to fast on Erev Chanukah, even if it might not be technically prohibited. But again, we want to enter Chanukah also with joy and excitement, not with the feelings of a fast day. The Shulchan Aruch writes that an exception to this rule of no eulogies on Chanukah is for a Chacham Befanov, that if there's a particularly special individual, a great Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, and you are in the presence of his body after passing away, so then it would be permissible. That would be an exception to the rule where it would be appropriate to honor him with eulogies. But otherwise, under regular most circumstances, we would limit or skip the eulogies if there were to be a funeral on Chanukah. Moving on to Halacha Gimel b'Chanukah, Motar Basiyas Melacha on Chanukah. Of course, work is permissible. You're allowed to drive, use electricity, go to work. It's not like a Yontif from the Torah. Achana, it's not even like Chol HaMoed, which also forbids in many cases doing work. It's treated sort of like a regular day. But women have the custom of avoiding doing any work while the candles are lit in the home. And this is an appropriate custom, and it's one that they shouldn't just drop or be lenient. It's one that they should uphold. The Mishnah Berurah writes that they don't have to refrain from work the entire time the candles are lit. If you light a big cup of oil so the candles can remain lit for a few hours, but it means for about a half an hour, since that is the minimum amount of time that it's required that the candles remain lit or be able to be lit. So for at least the first half hour that the candles are lit, women should avoid work. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes that some men have this custom too, to avoid doing work, but certainly it is a more prominent custom for women. Vatam, why is it she'anashim achmiros yosir, that women are more stringent in this regard and have this custom in many places, even if men do not? Two reasons the Kitzur gives me. Pnei, number one, Shehagzeira Haisa Kasha al Benos Yisrael, because the decrees that were enacted by the wicked Greeks during the Hanukkah story were even more stringent and more harsh on the Jewish women. For example, Mipnei Shehagzeira Besula Hanises Tibala Hegmon Tchila, one of the evil, heinous decrees of the Greeks was that a virgin on her wedding day, or before her wedding day, would have to first be intimate with the Greek governor before her wedding and marrying her new husband, which is obviously something that is terrible and evil to all people, and the husband as well, but obviously particularly wicked and evil to the poor young woman. And therefore, since women were treated extra harshly by the Greeks, so they have an extra special connection to the miracle and the redemption of the Chanukah story as well. Number two, v'od mipnei shehanes na'asa al yedei isha, because the primary miracle, one of the primary parts of the miracle of the Chanukah story, was done by a woman. Bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol ha'yisayifas tor me'od, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a very beautiful woman. Our tradition is that her name was Yehudis. Ubiksha Hamelech HaTorah Shatishkav Imo, and one of the Greek kings or generals wanted to be intimate with her. This was Holofernes. Va'amru lo Shetamali Bakashaso, and she told him that she would acquiesce to his request. So he came to her house, Ve'achilaso, or she went to his house, I don't know, Ve'achilaso Tavshile Gvida, and she fed him cheesy foods, so that he would become thirsty, so that he would be thirsty, and then she gave him some wine to quench his thirst. Vishtaker, he drank too much wine, so he became a little drunk. Vishan Vieradam, and he passed out, he fell asleep. Now that she has him sleeping, Vachin Haya, that's exactly what happened. Her plan ran accordingly. Vachaschas Rosho Vahavyasli Rishalayim, and the trigger warning, but she cuts off his head and she carries his head to Jerusalem. Vikheros Sar Tvaim Kivad Malkam, and when the heads of the army saw that their king was dead and that his head had separated from the rest of his body, Vianusu, they all fled in shock and in fear. So Yehudis was one of the heroes that really caused a turning point in our battle against the Greeks. The hands of a brave, courageous, and clearly very smart and clever, strong woman. And therefore, women have a special connection to the Hanukkah miracle, and also another reason why they refrain from work for at least the first half hour the candles are lit. This also explains the Lachin Ktsas Nogin Lechol Machali Chalav Hanukkah. This is why some have the custom to eat dairy foods, sweet dairy foods on Hanukkah, Zecher Lenes Shenasa Lidei Chalav, to remember the miracle that Yehudis, the story of Yehudis and Holofernes, that was done through milk, or specifically salty cheese, that made him thirsty to drink the wine, that got him drunk to fall asleep, as we mentioned. Have a wonderful day.